الله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهل أتاك نبأ الخصم إذ تصوروا المحراب إذ دخلوا على داود ففزع منهم قالوا لا تخف خصمان بغى بعضنا على بعض فاحكم بيننا بالحق ولا تشتت واهدنا إلى سواء الصراط. Nice. Before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make sabr with regards to whatever was being told to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever was being said about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to remember Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam, innahu awwab, that certainly Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam was ever returning, turning fully his attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here in these verses, these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives but one example of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam, the kind of difficulties that he would go through and the kind of attention that he had towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he would turn so quickly towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, and how he would on the one hand seek from Allah and on the other hand repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the slightest errors of judgment or whatever it may be. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam always turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example of an incident that had taken place in the time of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ نَبَأُ الْخَصْمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the question that did the incident of those two disputants that had come to Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, did that incident come to you? In other words, did you hear about the incident? إِذْ تَصَوَّرُ الْمِحْرَابِ, when these disputants had scaled over the wall of the mihrab, the place of worship. Mihrab, as we see in the masjid, the front part is called the mihrab. But in the old days, mihrab was a lofty room, and then slowly it became known as the place where a person will make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, possibly like how we have namaz rooms in our homes, etc. So that designated area in which one would make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then became known as the mihrab, and now this is also known as the mihrab, a place where one would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some ulama have explained that Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam had divided his days into three portions. One entire day, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam would sit in his court and adjudicate matters between people, give judgments, verdicts, decisions, etc. And that was the one day that was dedicated to the court. The second day, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam would dedicate the entire day to the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now also when a judge, a Muslim judge, sits on the bench, then that is also part of deen. That is also a great ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a mufti sits and he gives a fatwa, that is a great ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, undoubtedly a great khidmat for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our case, and for the whole of mankind in general. And hence, that is also ibadat, but Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam would preservedly only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of pure ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat for one complete day. And then the third day, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam would spend with his family. And in this way, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam would divide the days of his life. Now, on the day that Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam had given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam was engrossed in the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. When these disputants had scaled the wall, they had climbed over the wall of the mihrab, and they had come down to Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Rabbul Izzat says, إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَى Dawood, when they entered upon Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, فَفَزِعَ مِنْهُمْ, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam became apprehensive, and hence they said to Dawood alayhi salam, قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ, do not fear. Now here the apprehension of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam would have been for different reasons. One is that Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, being engrossed in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the place would have been well guarded. And how did these people come in? Who are these people? Are they insan? are they another makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And those thoughts had come into the heart and to the mind of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Some have even written that it distracted Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam from his ibadat. And obviously Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam then will become a little bit apprehensive about who these people are that is distracting me. But they said to Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, La takhaf, do not fear. Khasmani bagha ba'duna ala ba'd. We are two disputants. We have this dispute. One will obviously be the plaintiff, the other will be the defendant. And some of us have disputed, or some of us has violated the rules or the laws or the sanctity of the other. And hence, fahkum baynana, give a decision, a verdict between us, adjudicate in the matter between us, judge between us, bilhaqqi, with the truth. Now here, he is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these people speak to Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam in these terms, as though the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not decide and give a decision and a judgment according to the rule and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They go on and they say, Wala tushtit, O Dawood, do not falter, do not go against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wahdina ila sawa'is sirat, and guide us towards the proper path, the straight path. And in this way, they address Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Now from here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning this incident, but remember the incident is linked to the advice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that make sabr upon whatever people say to you, whatever they say about you, and remember Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, what goes through the heart, what goes through the mind of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. This is not the designated day for this task. This day is a day in which I preservedly make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and here these people have come, and this is how they spoke to us, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdika, ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.